From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message called The Twin Pillars of Faith, the second in a series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. In the course of these studies, Dr. Cairns is bringing some practical insights into the reality of true faith and how it manifests itself in the lives of God's people. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, It Becomes Mutual. The text is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Here is a mutual interest. Each belongs to each. God is the portion of his people, and the chosen people are the portion of their God. The saints find in God their chief possession, and he reckons them to be his peculiar treasure. What a mine of comfort lies in this fact for each believer! This happy condition of mutual interest leads to mutual consideration. God will always think of his own people, and they will always think of him. This day my God will perform all things for me. What can I do for him? My thoughts ought to run toward him, for he thinketh upon me. Let me make sure that it is so, and not be content with merely admitting that so it ought to be. This again leads to mutual fellowship. God dwells in us, and we dwell in him. He walks with us, and we walk with God. Happy communion this! Oh, for grace to treat the Lord as my God, to trust him and to serve him as his Godhead deserves. Oh, that I could love, worship, adore, and obey Jehovah in spirit and in truth. This is my heart's desire. When I shall attain to it, I shall have found my heaven. Lord, help me. Be my God in helping me to know thee as my God, for Jesus' sake.
Thank you.
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land and the apparent powerlessness of our churches cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in this urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, "A Humble Attempt to Promote Explicit Agreement and Visible Union of God's People in Extraordinary Prayer for the Revival of Religion and Advancement of Christ's Kingdom on Earth." Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seek it seriously. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message, Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, The Twin Pillars of Faith, part of this new series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Before dealing with the individuals named in the chapter, Dr. Cairns is laying the groundwork for the study. The text for this message is verses 2 and 3 of Hebrews 11. God himself witnesses to the faith of his people. He witnesses to the genuineness of that faith, to the exercise of it, and, in this chapter, to the exploits of true faith. The second pillar is that faith that believes in God. It believes in the God who has revealed himself in his word, in his mighty acts, and in the salvation he has provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. True biblical faith has a glorious view of God in all his majesty and sovereignty, a view that affects every area of the Christian's life. This is the kind of faith that enables believers today to live in the kind of confidence and victory that the saints of Hebrews 11 knew. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
When you think of the thoughts of God, they're different from any other kind of thoughts because at his will, his thought becomes a concrete, created reality. You speak a word and it's just a vibration in the air. God speaks a word and the universe comes into being. That's power. That's sovereignty. That's absoluteness. That's God. And faith gets right back to such a view of God. Now the second thing that flows from all this. And this is the meaning of the whole of Hebrews chapter 11. Such a view of God, of necessity, will affect every part of a man's life. As you read down this chapter, Paul says the elders obtained a good report. How did they act and how did they live? What was that report? They believed God, and they did this and this and this. They overcame every power that was against them. They were unconquerable by any enemy. Why? Listen, this is why Paul started at the creation. Because knowing who their God was, and knowing what their God was the key to all their exploits. Since they knew who God was and what God was, since that was a matter of their understanding, it filled their minds, it overwhelmed their hearts. The greatest reality in life for them was God. They couldn't get beyond that. That's something that has perplexed many scholars. I have read some of the rationalists coming to the Old Testament, and they are absolutely overcome by the constant reference to the miraculous interposition of God with power among his people. And they said, well, you know, this is not really a miracle. This is not really supernatural. This is just the Hebrew consciousness of God. Big words, long sentences, full of garbage and hot air. Yes, there are miracles there. But those old rascals of unbelievers had a little of the truth. There is a great Hebrew consciousness of God. These men of God were more conscious of the reality of their God, who he was and what he was. They were more conscious of that. They were more controlled by that than the things they could see around them. They were more controlled by that than the things they could feel in their own bodies. That's why they did such great exploits. When your mind is totally overwhelmed with the greatness of your God, then you will not be overcome by the intensity of your suffering. When your mind is overwhelmed with the greatness of your God, then you are not going to be defeated by the greatness of your enemies, because you realize that over and above, beyond and sovereignly controlling all and everything is the hand of your God. And when you have that kind of faith in God, you will live as these people lived. Didn't the psalmist say in Psalm 48 and 14, "This God is our God"? As you go to the God of the Bible, start right at the very beginning. In the beginning, God, this God is our God. In the beginning, God created out of nothing by the word of his power in the space of 6 days, and all very good. This God is our God. Hebrews 1:3, this one who upholds all things by the word of his power. Nehemiah 9, this God who preserves all that which he has created. Colossians 1, again the words of Paul, this one by whom the entire creation hangs together and every atom is held in place because of him. This God is our God. Now if he is your God, what power on earth or in hell need you ever fear? If this God is your God, and if this Creator is your Redeemer in Jesus Christ, then why should you ever feel to take God at his word, to stand for him, to be faithful unto him, and to say, come what may, I know that he's in control. I know that he will give me victory. I know that he will work out all concerning me for his glory and for my good. Faith in such a God is indeed the confidence of the things we hope for. And it is the conviction of the things that our eyes as yet cannot see. May the Lord train our vision on the greatness of our God and give us such an apprehension, such an understanding of who he is and what he is, that we'll go out from this place this morning controlled, dominated, with the thought of our God, never again to fear the face of the enemy, never again to turn our back in the day of battle, never again to stumble at the service of God, but rather with confident assurance going forth from strength to strength, praising him and seeing him work in us and through us for his glory. Take it home with you today. We have a great God. Believe in him. Trust in him. And serve him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We do want just a moment of prayer before we close the meeting. Two things. God believes in the faith of his people. The faith of those people believes in God. Let me ask you this morning, is your faith rooted in God revealed through Jesus Christ? Can you say, this God is my God? Are you yet a stranger to grace and to God? If you're in the meeting this morning, unsaved, we implore you to come to Christ. Trust Him as your Savior. And have this testimony from God, that man, that woman, is a real believer. If we can help you to Christ, we invite you to remain and have a word with us. Let's open the book of God, and I'll be glad to take the time and point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for who Thou art. We thank Thee for what Thou art. We confess, Lord, that we so often use the words of Scripture, and they don't penetrate to our hearts and enlighten our minds. Even the very name of God, the very word upon our lips, should instill within us a mighty awe of the greatness, the wonder, the sovereign power, total independence of God. Lord, Thou art great and greatly to be praised. We ask Thee that Thou wilt show us Thy glory. Stamp upon us Thy greatness. Lord, let it not be just a matter of theory, but let it be a matter of living faith, that our hearts apprehend something of the greatness of God. Lord, make Thyself more real to us than hands and feet. Lord, condition and control our thinking more by the greatness of our God than by the reality of our sufferings in the body or our circumstances in the world. Lord, we ask Thee today so to control our thinking by the greatness of God that we will be able to face every foe, to face the tempter, to go out into this old wicked society of ours, to meet with men who hate Thee and stand up for Thee there, that in the public place we will be good witnesses for Jesus Christ. Remember those who are not saved and save them. Remember those who are saved and set them on fire for God. Lord, have Thy way. Deal mercifully, mightily with us this day. And to Thee we'll give the praise. Part us now with Thy blessing and keep us in Thy fear. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.